permits.
No, you're fine.
Defense control.
Yep.
Good, how much you charge?
Good question. Depends a little on the home. I'll do, just need to do a quick inspection, tell you if your home, you know, about the size.
Yeah, because we got spiders in the house. We were actually just getting ready to call to get a quote on doing it. So yeah. Outside, we got a bunch of greenery we're getting rid of. But
sounds like everyone in there was doing that.
Yeah, I mean, where this place is just overgrown right now.
Yeah.
We've been gone. It's my grandma's house, actually, and we take care of it for it. But, yeah, we've had spiders like crazy outside. There's just spider webs everywhere. They seem to show up overnight. I mean,
looks like you have a few wasp nests right around here.
Yeah, the place, like I said, it needs. Not so concerned about the wasp nests because I can get rid of those. The biggest thing we have is spiders, which inside and out. That's the big thing we're wanting to get rid of. So whatever you guys do.
Yeah, is there a foundation? Is there a basement? I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not finished and everything?
It's finished for the most part.
Okay.
Yeah, we live actually in the basement. My grandma's upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you're seeing mostly those black widows or more of the hobo spiders?
Seeing some black widows, hobos, and I want to say, what is this one?
This one's wolf spider.
Okay, I know we've been seeing those.
Okay.
My wife says we see a lot of those, but they look so
They're really
close.
Similar. The main difference is just this little, like these two fangs.
Okay.
And they make funnel webs. So if you see like a funnel web, they hang out at the bottom and they wait for something to get in and they go up and get it.
I would say more this one and a lot of these outside.
Yeah.
And then we have seen some black widows, or we've actually seen black widow in the house.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, those, they're pretty common actually in the area.
Yeah.
So, and you know, if you want, I can just do a quick walk around and kind of get a quote.
Absolutely.
If you want to come with me, I can kind of explain what we'll do for it.
Sure.
Okay.
Let me, I got something in the
oven. Let me write that. Yeah, it's fine. How long you guys been living here?
We've been in the house for about 2 years.
Okay.
Gotcha. I've been here for about
40.
Yeah.
Okay. She built the home and everything?
Yeah, she and my grandpa passed away about 15 years ago. So I moved out to California to take care of her.
From California?
Yeah.
Nice. Quite a bit different here, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty.
I've been coming here forever.
I guess you.
She's your grandma.
Yeah.
Grandpa.
You grew up in.
Grew up in Southern California.
Okay.
We moved here from Northern California.
Okay.
I actually teach at the high school.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
So you're a cowboy. That's the name of the mascot, right?
Yeah.
So you see these webs and everything?
Yep.
Just kind of an indicator of the insect activity that we're trying to move in through those little foundational cracks,
sure.
Through those windows. So what we would do, we actually treat 3 feet up and 3 feet out, put up a barrier so they're not able to get in. And, you know, all those access points like the windows, here as well. And I'm actually throwing in those wasps for free right now, so we would knock down all the webs for you, or sorry, the nests. And so up in the eaves, like, we put a lemongrass oil down for two reasons. One, to keep spiders off, because we'll sweep it, knock down all the webs, all the nests, and then put that oil up, they can't build on it. And then also keeps the wasps off because it blocks the pheromones they're leaving down.
Oh, cool.
So they're not able to build up there anymore.
Yeah, that thing gets nests in it. That's where they, like, you can see on the
side. Dang, there's
side.
Tons of nests right
there. Yeah, that thing right there gets covered.
Is it, what is it?
It's, I don't know what my grandpa put it there for. It covers the AC unit, but I don't know what the whole point of everything up top is.
Huh. Yeah.
I really don't. But see, I'm gutting all this. This is in the base of the tree, so all this junk.
Okay. Yeah, that'll help a ton, too.
And then, I want to get rid of all these trumpet vines.
This is just spider haven right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then, to get spiders, they are a little tricky, the spiders, just because they're eating those other insects that are around.
Mm-hmm.
So the best way to get spiders is, you know, get the insects they're eating.
Yeah.
So we come, on that initial visit, we'll go about 80% of the adults, and we come back and hit the pupa after 30 days, because, you know, they're going to be growing. And then they'd be right back if we didn't hit those. And then after that, it's just once a season to get the eggs that are around. because they can lay dormant for, you know, 7 to 8 months, and then that will help with the seasonal pests like spiders, because, you know, spider season's actually coming up here in the fall. Mm-hmm. So it'd be good to get on top of those now.
Yeah, and you know, these in here, and how they get touched, we're trying to get rid of all this junk. And like, I have a motorcycle I park out here, and I'll come out here, and then there's just spider webs just strung all over. It drives me up the wall.
For sure. Yeah. And I mean, like I told you, we'll take care of all the webs up in the eaves around. We'll take care of this for wasps as well. I don't know if you guys are planning on doing anything with the deck or anything. Why not for now?
I'm not.
Okay.
Aunt and uncle and stuff.
Some wasps and stuff here. It's pretty crazy. You know what? Nothing we can't handle though. Well, if you want, I can kind of give you a little, you know, breakdown if you want to step inside where it's a little cooler.
Yep.
Come on. Yeah. Is your wife around?
She is downstairs. She has been really sick.
Oh, my gosh. Like a season, is it like fever?
Yeah, the strep throat, my dad.
I don't know.
She was really sick.
It's not good. Okay. I don't know if you need to check something real quick or.
What's that? Oh.
Do you need to check anything before I tell you here? You said is there three bathrooms here in the home?
There are two. Well, I'm sorry, there are three in the master bedroom, and then there's one in the hall, and there's one in the bathroom.
Okay. Perfect. Just take a few minutes. Like I was telling you, so we'll get these spiders. I actually forgot to mention, we would take care of the inside as well. Not gonna spray like high traffic areas, baseboards or anything. Only thing we're gonna do is underneath the sinks where the pipe goes in the wall. So like I told you, they get into those wall voids and that's where they live. So we put the product on the plumbing because they really love to go there for the moisture. So they get the product on them and they take it back on the pipes to wherever they're nesting at. And that's for, you know, earwigs, ants, centipedes, and then the spiders are around getting those guys. So, and that'll take care of anything on the inside. So we'll flush them out from the inside out, and then have them that barrier up on the outside so they're not able to get back in.
Cool.
And this is invisible to the bugs, so it actually, you know, they'll get it and take it back to their nest without even knowing. Same thing on that initial treatment on the foundation. It's invisible, so they take it back. Does that kind of make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So these are all the standard tests. Did you know so much earwigs around here?
Earwigs.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't seen any millipedes. We have mice. Let's see here. Pretty much. Like I said, I haven't really seen any millipedes or centipedes, but most everything else I know is around.
Okay. You see much cockroaches or?
No,
okay.
I haven't seen any.
Probably in California, right?
Yep.
Good. Good thing you didn't bring them back with you. I live in Mexico, so I know cockroaches are horrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are all the standard pests. What it would be for your home, on that initial visit, normally it runs 130, and then it drops down from 130 down to 94 on the quarterly visit. Like I told you, I can throw those wasps in for free up in the eaves. Did you have a shed here?
There is a wood shed in the very in the back.
Okay.
And that, I know, has wasps around it.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not overly concerned about it. We don't use it.
Okay. Yeah, and thing with wasps, when we're getting these other pests that are around, it'll help a lot with those because they're up there high perched looking for the soft-bodied insects. So along with keeping them off your home, getting those other insects will help as well. And, you know, I can throw this carpenter ants for free. I don't know if you might have them, you know, just out there in the wood. They're the ones that, you know, eat the wood. And
gotcha.
So that, you know, this will protect your home because they can cause structural damage and age the home. And then, like I told you, doing the web away up in the eaves, putting that oil down, and then these clover mites for free as well. And so the nice thing, though, is, you know, it's worry-free. Anything in between the visits is free. If you just call us, we can take care of it. And that's, you know, that's just to make sure you guys know we're going to get them all.
Cool.
And so, but if I can do you guys, so we have one spot left this afternoon. If I can do that for you guys today or, you know, tomorrow, we have some spots. I can drop this initial from 130. All the way down to the 94 is the same as the quarterly. So I'd save you a little bit of money on that initial, so you won't have to pay the startup fee to get the truck out since we're going to be up here.
Okay.
It'd be a little easier for us as well, because, you know, save us some gas from having to come out just for one home. So, does that price sound fair to you?
Let's do it.
What was your last name?
McKeon. M-C-K-E-O-N.
M-C-K. C-K. What was it?
E-O-N.
And McKeon.
Yeah, M-C-K-E-O-N. Dang it.
corrected it to McKeon. So is it's all lowercase?
It's capital M, lowercase C, capital K.
Okay.
And the rest lowercase.
Oh, you have a dog? If you want, I mean, we can take care of it for you.
Now this one's not so bad. It's been the one that my grandma had that died before. We would have taken it up on it. Yeah.
No, yeah, it's safe for pets. We're a good company, so.
We got a good
dog. Okay, yeah.
It's a puppy still, isn't the house broken.
Okay.
We got a dog.
Sometimes dogs are great, sometimes they're just a nightmare. What was your first name?
Joe.
Okay. Is it J-O-E?
Yeah.
Okay. My name's Gemini, by the way.
Gemini?
Yeah.
That's a cool name. Thanks. Where are you from?
I'm from Wyoming, originally. I actually live in Logan right now.
Okay.
So.
Doing the pest control for the summer?
Yep. You're bugging everyone, right?
So you served your mission in Mexico?
Yeah.
No, just lottery term missionaries. Do the... You're so used to the door-to-door.
Yep.
So they can actually handle it. And then I got a brother-in-law that used to do door-to-door with vacuums. Did really well.
That's way hard, though.
Yeah.
That stuff's hard.
Door-to-door, but this, he said, we were getting ready to call, so you can't take the time.
Did they? That's what I love to hear.
My wife, I'm cooking, but if you can smell peppermint, she puts peppermint out, because that gets rid of rodents. They can't stand the smell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
It's included with this. Let's get it all gone.
Yeah, so like the mice on the indoors and rats, we can do those for sure. The, like, if you have voles or anything, that is a little different.
What is a vole?
So voles are only on the outside. What do I do with that? These are voles. That's what they do. These are voles. Okay, good.
You're almost like gopher.
Yeah, kind of like a gopher. Gophers are worse, but yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those. We just, I know we've had mice in here before. Our big thing right now is we've seen a ton of spiders.
Okay.
And
yeah.
There's a woodshed out there. Like I said, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
Right on the other side of that fence, see all that?
Oh, greenery? That's your property too?
Yeah. Oh, from the fence on is just a weed forest. It's so frustrating because there's an apple tree, an apricot tree, and stuff, and then that's a woodshed. But the vines busted the glass and they've grown inside, otherwise the shed's in great shape. But I'm sure that thing is just, I know it's got tons of wasps around it.
Yeah.
Wasp nests. And then inside, I've gone inside, I've used the drill press and stuff, but I know the thing's got to be just crawling with at least spiders.
Yeah.
One day we'll, we'd like to buy this house, and if we did, we'd make all kinds of changes to it.
Yeah.
We
actually do lawn care, you know, weed control and fertilizing as well, if you guys are interested later on or something.
I've almost wanted to take it over myself because the people that do it don't do much of anything.
Yeah.
I mean, there's little weeds growing up all through this grass in the backyard.
Looks like you have a lot of trees sprouting up.
We got those invasive trees that, again, they're all down the side of the house here. So... next week's my last week of summer before football season starts, so this week I'm trying to go through and I gotta gut everything on the back of the house right now to take some pictures for a rain gutter that we had installed.
Okay.
So,
you're a coach too?
I do, I coach, I'm a quarterback's coach in varsity.
Nice.
I'm a head freshman coach and OC on the JV, so.
Sounds like a good time. It's really hot here though.
You know, this breeze has been nice, like I'm standing in the shade. And it's cool, except in the sun, and it's like a 30-degree difference.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. I can't imagine having all those pads on and doing the... You guys start a couple weeks before the school year starts, right?
California, Florida.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And I remember in SoCal when we were practicing, we would get triple digits, and you add about 15 degrees with your pads on. So we were practicing about 100 degrees, 120 degrees. It was, and then the smog... So your chest is just burning. And they don't give you near the water breaks that they give us nowadays. It's so crazy how much it's changed and how baby the players are. And I don't mean that like the players, like a negative way towards the players. I just mean,
back in the day, it was.
They've gotten rid of 2-a-days. They've gotten rid of all this stuff. And it's like, okay, what's changed between when I was a kid and now, aside from, you know, my grandpa, who's part of that greatest generation, and they're painting fences with lead paint, you know? And now we can't. Anyways, it's just crazy how paranoid and everything the world has become.
I know.
I'm one of those. It's like, oh my gosh, just suck it up. Man, we're a bunch of pansies. And like I said, my grandpa's generation, I mean, they built this country. One world war, two world wars, and didn't worry about any of that junk. Mm-hmm. And here we are worrying about every stinking little thing.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I understand. I didn't do football, but I did basketball and stuff.
Yeah.
So I know, like, well.
So you got to work out in that air conditioned gym.
Well, you wouldn't in the.
No, they don't. They don't. It's air conditioned. Maybe during school, but.
No,
summer,
but in the winter, they had the heater like way up, and we were dying one time. Like, what the heck? Why is it so high?
I don't mean, holy cow.
But yeah, like it's not cold. It's never really a problem.
Yeah.
You know, it's temperature, but. That one time, it was crazy.
Yeah, it's been crazy hot here, and we were just in California twice, and it was triple digits out there. Right when school ended, we went out for a week, and it was
already
105.
Wow.
And then we were just in San Diego, 2 weeks ago, and it was crazy hot down there too.
Really?
Yeah.
So you stay pretty level.
Coastal. Yeah, coastal stays pretty cool, hovers in the 70s and 80s, but we went like the Legoland and stuff, and it was just crazy.
All that asphalt and stuff down there, too.
Yeah, just amplified.
One of my golf coach, he taught in California, too.
Yeah.
I don't know where, but yeah, he's up in Wyoming teaching there.
A couple thousand schools to choose from.
Yeah, 100,000s. What's your phone number?
435-210.
Okay.
4407.
Alrighty. And what's your wife's number?
Same number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just use the same one.
Okay, and just real quick, can I grab your email so I can send information to you?
J, then my last name, MCKEON, 03@gmail.com.
And this is, what's the street here again, your address?
The street address here is 111.
111.
So 111 Quirk Street.
Okay. Quirk Street, that's an interesting name.
Yeah. Quirk.
Oh, it's I.
Yeah, Quirk.
Quirk.
Amy?
How's it going?
Awesome. Good. How are you?
Will they come
doing
inside
good.
And do anything inside? Will they do anything inside downstairs?
You said it's finished, right?
For the most part. There's one room that's not finished. Otherwise, the rest of the basement is finished.
Yeah, so he can spray where it's unfinished if you want.
Cool, yeah. I'd like him.
Yeah.
So wait, okay. So yeah, this is something I need to know. So you don't spray inside the house, but it will take care of the spiders.
They do put stuff on entrance points in the house, mainly around the sinks where the moisture is.
Is it because it's not good for us?
No, we use green products. The reason is, like, spraying inside the home is kind of like an old school thing.
Uh-huh.
So we treat underneath the sinks in the wall void where insects live. Because the baseboard, they don't live in the baseboards, they live in the wall voids.
Right.
So we get them on the fixture, like your husband was saying, where it's moist inside the wall.
Because
they go there for the moisture, and then they get the product on them and take it back to their nest.
So so it's like an entry point.
Yeah.
That's like they'll be 3 feet up on the outside. They'll get everything out, and they'll even get all the wasp nests.
So it's taking, okay, sorry. Oh, cool. That's way cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Is
wasp spray? Mice isn't like a spray. It's just, we use standard traps, but you have an attractant that's really good. It's called Provoke. It really gets the mice that are in close proximities. And then the technician will kind of help you guys. If you he sees any where we're at or mice are getting in, he'll tell you how to like fix it, so it kind of prevents them from coming in later.
And if there's issues between visits, you can call them. They'll come out and take care of that. You want some water, by the way, since you're out walking around?
Sure.
Maybe you grab one of those bottles. It's not cold.
Should just suck it up, right?
Last year it worked for
thank
like
you.
8 months. This year for that long, and I think it's because I got a different brand. It wasn't as strong, sorry, my time to fall out. It's peppermint.
The mice is just included. It's
yeah.
Not extra.
Oh.
That's why.
Yeah, it's not extra at all.
I don't like the trap stuff because then I have to deal with their dead bodies. But if I put the peppermint out, they go on their own. They do
I'll
not like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you want to do that.
We just tell the tech when
it
comes.
Yeah.
Don't do it or do it.
The reason we don't do like the bait boxes where they go in and eat something and then go out and die is just because they could go like die somewhere like in a wall or something and then
yeah.
It's just going to stink. Whereas we just do these snap traps just because we know they're going to die there and then we can take care of it easier.
Okay.
But I mean, it's up to you guys.
Okay.
Sure.
You just wake up?
First year?
Yeah. It is.
It feels to me like pets are getting worse.
Does it? It really? I think it depends where you live a little bit.
Yeah.
In Grantsville, there's quite a few bugs.
Yeah.
You guys used to live in California, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't really notice them much there?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Not like here, but also, like where we lived in California was more of like city-ish, and the house was nicer. And so this is an old house with like lots of farms around, so I just noticed these massive flies come in, and I don't know, it's just different.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just more air, there's more.
And Grandma, she leaves that door open all day, so we get flies flying in.
Well, she leaves the door, and she leaves. But she props the screen open too.
Yeah.
So it's like, the
we
reason
can't
there's
stop
a screen.
It. She has dementia, so we can tell her 5 minutes later she'll open it.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I just see it. Like it's more because I can't control them.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
yeah. Those flies are pretty hard. You just have to, you know, keep your house pretty sealed.
Because
they don't really nest on homes. They just eat the poop that it's around.
This upstairs has been just. It's a mess right now, but the dog, like I said, destroyed up here. We try to avoid being up here. We stay in the basement because it's cooler, number one, and this carpet needs to go. I would get rid of all this furniture. I would just get the place because that dog just destroyed this house.
The other one
yeah.
that you hated? Yeah, dogs.
Yeah.
So, if I could just grab the card real quick.
Yeah.
We accept Visa, MasterCard, or Discover, whichever's better for you.
Okay, so what are the obligations on this? Say we don't like the service. Can we cancel?
So, like I told you, so we would just do this initial year, and I told you it's guaranteed in between the visits. We do ask for the initial year because well, that's the way we can guarantee it, because the way the service works. The initial visit we do in the foundation with the products invisible. After that, we seal it with a product that's more fast-releasing, so they can't get in after. And it's not like a 2 to 5 year commitment. After the year, you can decide to stop if you want.
1 year. But so between, there's no charge. So say, for example, they come, and then a couple weeks from now, we're just noting the spiders are getting worse. We give them a call. No additional charge. They come out and take care of it?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, but they're like... If you guys did decide to stop before the year, we would do, like, refund us the discount that I'm doing for you today. So it would be $150, but after that year.
Oh, I'm not worried about canceling. My attitude is being consistent. I just want to make sure that the service is doing the job.
Yep,
doing
for sure.
Charges, but then, like I said, we also notice an infestation or something, and we can call them up again. They come out and they take care of that.
Yep.
No additional charge.
Yeah. Just call us and we'll come and take care of it. For you.
No, it needs to be done, and it needs to be done consistently. We had the house originally sprayed when we came out here. It's been 2 years.
Yeah.
I know consistency will keep everything down, and that's what I want.
Yeah. And like I said, also the getting down to those eggs will definitely help, you know, later on, especially like next spring.
Yeah.
Because we do come once in the winter too, just because that's when insects really trying to get inside.
Yeah, when it's warm.
So
get into the warm.
Yep. Especially
those rats. So they'll charge the card every
2 to 3 business days after the service.
Okay. Yeah. So they're gonna charge 94 now, and they're gonna charge 94 for the next quarter when they come after that.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm not paying for the year right now, right?
No, you don't have to pay up front.
Yeah.
So it would be July, then August, and then it wouldn't be till November. So that in August is the first quarterly visit.
Okay, so they're gonna come today, and then they're gonna come again in August.
Yep.
Gotcha.
You'll probably see more insects here for 10 to 12 days, because we're getting to those nests and really stirring them up.
Okay.
What are we doing? We're doing a year contract?
It's quarterly. They come quarterly, which I want to do, so they'll be consistent with keeping the bugs away. We had a guy come 1 year, 2 years ago. We haven't done anything since.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd rather do it, and I'll get Connie to reimburse us. It has to be done. Grandma's in here. This isn't just for us. So we pay for it today's. They'll come again in August, and they won't come again until November. But that'll also get the house prepped for next summer, too. But we'll get, I like to think spring is when it's worse, but it's actually winter because they want the warmth.
Mm-hmm.
They come from outside, and they come inside because it's warmer inside. So
that's
why I'm fine with it. Let's get it done. We can debate it. A month later, still be debating it.
So I put a note in your spray and then finish room downstairs. And I don't know if there was any other special instructions you wanted me to put on here. Some technician notes.
Just be as thorough as possible, at least on this first one.
Yeah, for sure.
I know there's, because I felt like the guy came through last time, and because there's a lot of loose clutter in certain areas, just kind of ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I think that's where it's the worst, like outside. And I don't know what he did down that side of the house. That side of the house never gets touched because there's an RV that's been sitting there for 15 years. It's never doesn't move. So I just wanted to be thorough.
Okay.
That's really it.
For sure. If you could, you maybe move a little bit of the stuff that's close to the walls, just out a little bit.
Where at?
Like where you are most concerned with.
Yeah. There's really no place. Most everything has access. It's the foliage, the greenage that I can't move.
Okay.
That could be an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can get down that side. The only place we might need it, I'll talk to him about, is that carport.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think where that stuff is, it's really accessible to the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's out under the carport, away from.
Okay.
So I don't. As I'm thinking about it, the only thing that could cause him a problem, and I may go out and work on that ahead of time, and that is all that greenery.
Yeah, that would probably help.
I got to get it off of this side because I got to take a photograph today for an insurance thing.
Okay.
So, let me check the food, please.